just at the marinas. I'm not going to go to Palm Beach.
Let's talk to them and see.
Okay.
See if they'd be open to that. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jack.
All right, on to the consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this consent agenda?
Mayor, I actually had a question for Joe. With regard to 112-2020, with the easement with the county, I know there was, we had hoped that that wasn't going to be necessary. Do you know why it became necessary?
This is a utility easement that's on the, in our planting area that we did as a 118, let me make sure I'm on the same one.
It talks about sidewalks and everything, so.
Right.
It's, planting area.
It's in the planting area on the peninsula lot. They'll restore it. It's for a utility easement to get over the electric over to their bridge.
Yeah, they contacted us and said they needed it done to get them funding in place. They needed it done by July, but they didn't. There was no word that that they didn't need it. And now they needed it again. They just said they needed it.
So we had had a conversation with the county where we were hoping it wasn't going to be needed after they told us that they needed it.
Oh, okay.
But it was an independent. It was an independent conversation because we just spent all the money on the planting. So.
Okay.
Oh.
They agreed, Councilman. They agreed to put back a little bit better instead of the mulch. They're going to put back the stone and things like that that make it a little more maintenance free. So they've agreed to several of our conditions to make it a little bit better after they leave.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
So which area is this?
It's in front of the planning area, for lack of a better term, in front of like Tommy's over there towards Chapel. They have to get utility easements through that planting area, and then they'll restore everything.
On the west side or the east side?
The east side.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they'll work, Joe, they're going to work with Public Works to make sure, Sean and everything, to make sure it gets back better than it was?
Yep, Sean's on top of this, and Joe Ator gave us his personal pledge.
Okay,
all right. I had one thing, Mayor, just on the minutes, on the consent agenda, for the workshop on the 16th, April 16th. I just want to make a minor change in the wording, but I can talk to Chris on that. It's just I expressed concern about people having access to Ocean Avenue from the side streets, and I just wanted to modify the wording just slightly, but that's all I'll catch, Chris.
Okay.
My concern, again, is that getting out onto Ocean Avenue, if you increase the density in those areas, is going to be a little tricky. Especially with the summer traffic and all these bike riders. That's my concern, but just a minor correction, that's all.
All right, so I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the modification to the minutes as Jack just requested.
Second. I'll second that.
Thanks, guys. And as well, just say your name just so
Mark Bolexney made the motion. I apologize.
And Jack
Keeler second.
All right, Council Members Birdsall?
Yes.
Milano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Bolexney?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. That's approved. On to individual action and resolutions. I believe the first one, number 99-2020, authorizing the planning board review of the Seabright downtown properties, will be moved again or carried. So
yes, ma'am. I can report on that. We tried to have a mock planning board meeting just to see how it would work. It didn't really work very well. I know that we're going to attempt something again, because we had really wanted to try to have a meeting next Tuesday for the planning board, and it's we're not ready for it. We just don't have it all in place. So we're hoping by the end of the month that we can, but I'm not guaranteeing that. So for now, I would suggest that we do carry this resolution to our May 19th meeting, and if in some miracle we're able to have a functioning planning board meeting on the 26th, we could adopt it on the 19th, because we'll know by then. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. We're working for it, but we're not there yet. So I would make the motion to carry that to the May 19th meeting.
I'll second that, Jack Keeler.
All right, that was Mark last year at the beginning, sorry.
Okay. On to resolution number 113-2020, authorizing an extension of the grace period for Q2 2020 taxes. Would anyone like to make a motion to adopt that?
I will make that motion.
I'll second. Kevin Burns, I'll second.
Thanks, yes. Councilmember Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, that's been adopted.
You didn't get that vote on carrying the other one, Brian.
I said all in favor. Should I do an actual vote? Does it matter? You need to go back and do a full roll call on that?
Does anyone object?
No, it was unanimous.
Well, John wants to vote no.
Oh, all right.
Jack. I think we should get it off our plate.
John, why do you want to vote no?
To get it off our plate. Put it on their plate.
All right, but their plate doesn't exist right now, which is why we're carrying it. But, okay, you can vote no.
So we carried it twice. We'll just keep carrying it. Why don't we just get it off our plate?
Because there's no place to send it, John.
Oh, okay. So the plan ain't working.
We're not doing this. What?
When you finally meet, it'll be on your plate.
Yes, and that's what I just said. So we're not meeting again until potentially the 26th, which means if we carry it to the 19th, we could approve it on the 19th, and the 26th would be the next planning board meeting. So I'm just asking that we carry it to the 19th.
Whatever, just do the vote and get on with it.
All right, so should we go back and do an actual roll call on that one?
Sure.
Yes.
All right.
Mark Lexi made the motion to carry, and Jack Keeler seconded it.
All right, so then going back to the roll call for resolution 99-2020 to carry that to the next meeting, council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
No.
All right, it carries. On to individual action under vouchers.
Before you do that, you should talk about like 113-2020, carrying of the grace period, because I think a lot of people think that this was automatically done by the governor, and it wasn't. So the council had to actually do that to extend the grace period to June. And so I just want to make sure that people do realize that. I mean, I say that for the record. This was not something that was just done by the governor.
Okay. Joe, do you want to elaborate on that at all, or does that sound sufficient?
Mark's absolutely correct. A lot of people thought the governor promulgated that legislation, but he did not. He left it up to the municipalities. You folks are allowing the taxes to be paid up until June 1st. So you're taking action to allow an extended period for your residents.
And that's been okayed by our CFO, Mike Baskin, did review it and came with his blessing.
That's correct.
All right, thanks. Yeah, thanks for elaborating on that, Mark and Joe. That was good. So on to vouchers in the amount of $965,343.64. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve that voucher list?
So moved. Kevin Burzall.
Mark Lexstein second it.
All right. Council members Burzall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, that motion's been approved.
Brian?
Yes, sir.
It's Kevin. I just have one question on that voucher list. That $9,000 showed up again for the computers. Is that the same charge from last month?
No, last month it was 20,000.
I thought it was like 9 something, but that in addition to that, you're in the last month.
Yeah, Joe, I believe that's my understanding. Joe, do you have any background on that one?
2561 on the voucher.
Joe, you're on mute, Joe.
The answer is yes to both of them. Intron, we have been incurring a number of costs for this coronavirus work that Intron's been doing for the town. We're hopefully going to get reimbursed for a lot of this, but this is in addition to the last bill. Yes, it is.
And that's for the computers going into the new building?
Computers, Dan, maybe you can chime in. Intron's been doing a lot of work for our corona backup and update and moving us into the new building.
That is correct. I know they've put out quite a few guys out in the field here to bring us up further than we anticipated because of the quick move, including all of our processing equipment and everything else and the new computers that we had. I'm not sure what they did on your end with the Borough Hall workers, but I know they were somehow involved with that, plus the go-to meetings and everything else that we've had going through them to set up. So I'm sure we can get a breakdown if we need it from exactly what each one of those purchase orders are and what the what they cost, but they have been here nearly every day.
Okay. I just was curious what the costs were for precisely. But as long as somebody's keeping track of it, and I know we have a reimbursement plan, hopefully in place for some of the COVID costs. So
we should, as long as everyone has they keep an accurate record of what they're getting, and Public Works has been very good with it. We haven't done anything on the police department end, but anyone who's using resources or money to buy anything that is in response for mitigation to this, if you keep the records later on, I may be able to get reimbursement for that. And certain things come out of different areas. The Storm Reserve Fund, I know, was approved by the governor. We passed that resolution to use that money to offset some costs. So there are mechanisms in place. We just have to make sure, and they drill it down with us. It's very important for record keeping that we can articulate every purchase, that it goes directly back to the corona pandemic.
Thank you, Dan.
Charlie Rooney, just as we're looking at the vouchers, I just find that we've been looking at this electric bill, and back on April 21st, we had an open bill that we were paying from JCP&L that was open from April 13th, and it was $4,700, and we have one here that we're paying for April 30th, which is 2 weeks later, and it's $5,900, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but it almost looks like the bill is $10,000 a month. Is that possible? But maybe that's something we should look at. Maybe not right now, but it's interesting that 2 weeks ago we paid $4,700, and 2 weeks later here we're paying $5,900. That's over $100,000 a year.
Carl, I'll sit down and go over that with you if you want. Sometime maybe next week.
Yep, we'll check that out. Okay.
So we can pull the bills and take a look.
It warms my heart when people are looking at the vouchers.
Yeah, my guess is possibly that we're using the municipal complex more. Maybe the bills are naturally going higher. I don't know. We can take a look.
Much bigger building.
All right, well, next up will be an executive session. We do need one tonight, I believe. And
Mayor,
then once we...
Before we go into executive session, can I just bring up a couple things? Memorial Day, I had an occasion to talk to Don Klein tonight, and he had suggested that we still proceed at least with the wreath laying, because we're obviously not going to have, we very unlikely we're actually going to have a Memorial Day ceremony in the traditional sense. So I just want to let everybody know he's still going to purchase the wreaths. And also, if we can't do it, we're still going to try to have a flag-raising ceremony. So that shouldn't be a problem. But I don't anticipate that we're going to be able to have the actual Memorial Day service for obvious social distancing reasons. So I wanted to make everybody aware of that. Another thing, which I just want to throw out to everybody, and I'll put it on the workshop, but just begin mulling around your head. Farmer's market period is coming up, and I know Red Bank is starting theirs. I don't know if it's something we want to consider for starting in Seabright or not, but we'll talk about it more at the workshop. I just wanted to throw it out to get people's brains working. We don't need to talk about it tonight. I just wanted to throw it out there. And that's all I had. I just wanted to get those two on the record.
Dan, do you have something?
I'm okay. We can discuss it later. It just pertains to that. That's all. We're good.
Okay. Sounds good. Any other questions or comments for the executive session? Anybody? All right. And then that'll be the end of the formal public meeting, too, because we won't have to take any action afterwards. So would anyone like to make the motion to enter into the closed session?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All right. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz. So we are now entering both sessions.
I have to dial in.
Okay.
This conference is no longer being recorded.
Do we need to hang up? And...
Chris, you're on mute. If you're talking, Chris, you're on mute still.
Oh.
Yeah, we have to dial into the exec.
Right, okay. So I'm going to end this meeting.
Okay.
Okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Conference PIN number.
Chris is here.
Mark, are you on?